Thank you. Thank you very much, Barbara. Good morning and welcome once again to our service of Christ the King this morning. A lot of the things I will be sharing or reflecting on this morning, you probably already have heard one way or the other through the songs, through the prayers we have said already. So some apologies for repetition or maybe opportunity for emphasis for those who feel that things have been repeated. The topic I'd like to look at today is not really to prove that Christ is the King, but actually to pose a question to you and I. Is Christ the King? Is Christ really the King in my life, in your life? Is Christ the King over all of my affairs? Let us pray. Father God, we pray that you will give the voice, you will give the words. The ears and the hearts will come with simplicity of mind and will come afresh and again into deeper and bolder faith in Christ Jesus, our Lord and King. Amen. Why will people in or outside faith or outside the church still continue to doubt or will rather not accept that this Jesus Christ is King and that he rules and reigns? Some of the reasons could be that they've done their own needs assessment. I do not need a king. I'm on my own. I'm my own king. I follow my own rules, or I follow the rules of state, the rules of work, the rules of my institution that I belong. I don't really don't have any personal or spiritual connection with Jesus Christ that places him over my affairs in that light. Lives that feel satisfied without Jesus in their current social location or over many years. People who are so confident in their environment or an inner will to sort things out by themselves. An atheist once told Corrie ten Boom, "You do with Jesus, I do without. At least I do just as well as you do." And Corrie's response after a silent prayer was, "If at some point in your life, when you think you can no longer go on in your own strength, could you please consider or remember what you have heard about Jesus today?" A second possible reason is that people are not patient enough. We live in a kind of fast lives, fast food, fast everything, ready-made meals and everything already. We cannot wait for Jesus' time. So I need King at my own time and my own way, not the way of Jesus. Or thirdly, it may just be people are not sure or they have doubts in this Jesus the King. They have tested Jesus before and nothing happened. A friend of mine who used to go to the hospital to pray, he started with his friend that he was visiting. But one day, one of the other patients challenged him, "Why do you always come to pray for your friend? What about the others on the ward?" So he ended up praying for everybody. Then after a while, after a number of visits, the same people who asked for prayer stopped him. And they said, "Last week you came and prayed. Nothing happened. Today you want to pray again. Nothing will probably happen. Please don't pray for me anymore." So many people think that waiting on this King is needless. Micah 7:7 that we're studying in our home group recently touched me because the prophet Micah gave a way out of some of these frustrations. In his own time of woes and problems and the kinds of things that were going on in the life of the people of Israel, Micah was lamenting. But still, he came to three conclusions. Micah will look to the Lord in expectation. He is prepared to wait on the Lord as if no matter what or when. And Micah knew the faith that God, by faith that God will hear him. He looks with longing. He waits with confidence. And he believes and trusts in the Lord. Is Christ your King? The Daniel place that we read today, Daniel was in exile. He was a very good man. And his captivity was not pleasant. It was a place ruled by the king in Babylon. And they tried and tested him in so many ways. They tested him in his area of faith. They tested him in the area of prayer, even in food that he was giving to eat. So with himself and the three Hebrew brothers, they were able to stand strong in spite of what was going on in the palace at the time. He sees in this particular passage in night vision, the Ancient of Days, most likely God the Father, seated on the throne. The throne was described with a lot of pictures of fire, fiery flames, wheels burning with fire, river of fire. And then one like the Son of Man came to the Ancient of Days. The Son of Man's identity is revealed by himself and others in the Gospels, in the New Testament, and is believed to be Jesus Christ himself. He was given authority. He was given dominion. He was given glory. The word that became flesh that John the Apostle was referring to in John chapter 1 that made his dwelling among us. And he says, we have seen his glory, the glory as of the one and only Son who came from the Father and was full of grace and truth. Jesus was given this exalted position that calls on every people, every nation, every language to come to worship and to serve him. The nature of this king, the nature of this dominion is everlasting and forever. It will never pass away. And as many times, as many ferocious and aggressive ways that the people and authorities of the past have tried to kill the authority of this king, they've always failed. The entire context of Daniel's dream in chapter 7, and I will recommend that you read the whole chapter, is about powerful, fearless, beastly looking kingdoms and kings who have since come and dominated, were aggressive, were oppressive, they even devoured each other, unimaginable atrocities. But they have all gone or destroyed. But the kingship of Jesus is and will be there reigning forever. Is Christ your King? In Isaiah chapter 9, we were going to be reading as the churches gather for Christmas, we are probably going to be reading some sections that says things like, the government shall be upon his shoulders, and the greatness of his government shall have no end. Rather than dominating the way these beasts and other kings do, or be oppressive, Jesus reigns over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice, with righteousness forever. And of himself, Jesus testified, all authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me. Apostle Paul says, Jesus Christ is the head of all rule and authority. God has so highly exalted him that at his name, every knee must bow. Jesus Christ rules, not just with justice and righteousness, but he rules with an incarnate presence, sitting with us, sitting beside us, peaceably, evidently, and forgiving and comforting and strengthening us with joy and life. Is Christ my King? The way we could respond to this King, I will look into three places: follow, believe, and serve. Follow the King of Jesus as confident citizens of his kingdom. When we pray, thy kingdom come, do we really pray or have the power of prayer to make the kingdom come? Was there any time that the kingdom was not, or God was not sovereign? The kingdom has no beginning and no end. He is the end and the beginning himself. The concept of time, completely irrelevant. When we pray, thy kingdom come, our Lord is, we are saying not that the kingdom will be there because it's already there, but we are praying that the kingdom will come alive in our lives, that the kingdom will be effective in our lives, that the kingdom will be operating and operational in me and in us, that in all peoples, all friends and relations and co-workers, that the kingdom will come to them if it has not already come. Will you decide to follow this wonderful king and come into his kingdom? And as we say the Lord's Prayer every time, begin to feel the kingdom operation, the dominion operation. His dominion is not the one that bullies. It's the one with that voice calling each one, calling each time to come and follow me. I know the way out. The route I have is the best one. Come and follow me. One day I was feeling so super confident driving the entire family, and everybody thinks I was the best driver in the house anyway. So I decided to ignore the sat-nav. Now, Tino knows about this. So I decided to ignore the sat-nav. I will do it a few times, and I will get away with it, because there will be alternatives. And one particular time, I did it, and there was no alternative. And the sat-nav kept saying, turn around when possible. Turn around when possible. So at some point, I felt that it was a bit too risky, so I had to turn around. And then the whole car became very quiet. Jesus said to them, truly I say to you, in the new world, when the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses and brothers or sisters or fathers or mothers or children or lands for my name's sake will receive a 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. The second response would be believe and trust, waiting on this King of Kings. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God and believe also in me. The king says, whoever believes in me will do the works that I have done, that I am doing, and will do even greater things. And to those who receive and believe in his name, he gave the right, the power to become children of God, to become citizens of this kingdom. That was the story of Albert Einstein, who went into another country to give a lecture. And he went with his usual driver. They'd been together for many, many years. In this foreign country, they didn't know Albert by face. They only knew or heard about him. So after a lot of debate in the car on the way the day before, Albert was trying to encourage the driver on a can-do, yes, I can attitude. So Albert decided that, look, why don't we exchange places? Because the driver kept saying, I could never do the things you do. So Albert exchanged material with the driver and asked the driver to give the lecture. The driver gave a good presentation until question time. So he said, okay, I will only allow one question. And then the question came and he could not answer it because he was just reading what he was giving the night before, even though he spent the whole night memorizing the paper. But the way he tried to get out of it was to say to the crowd, why are you asking me this very simple question? It's so simple that I will ask my driver at the back. Then he pointed to Albert to answer the question. And after Albert's answer, he said, you see, I told you, it was a very simple question. And he would not take another question after that. We can do all things through Christ. Christ is saying, I will give you everything you need to live a good life in my kingdom. We can do all things through our faith in this King. He enables, he strengthens. He rules in grace and truth. At the raising of Lazarus, Jesus said to Martha, if you believe, did I not tell you that you will see the glory of God? The third response is to serve and obey him. And no matter what our situation is, the story of this Australian-American evangelist, Nick Vujicic, came to mind. He was born 41 years ago without any of the four limbs, just a torso, the head, the shoulder, right to the bumps. And that's how he has lived for 41 years. At his birth, the doctors were apologizing to the parents. Oh, sorry, we didn't tell you about this anomaly, this tetraamelia, it's called, while you were pregnant, to give you a chance to abort the baby. He describes himself today as a truly blessed, living life without limbs and without limits, ridiculously having a good life. He is serving the Lord, preaching, evangelizing, spreading the word, motivating people, particularly children with anomalies, with disability. He even jokes about he lost his arms because he has hugged people too many times. Nick now prays for God's purpose, for God's peace, for him to be a miracle to someone else, rather than God give him limbs. He's gone over 65 countries. He's met 19 presidents without limbs. What are your limits? Why is the Lord Jesus not king in your life? Why is he not in the driving seat? Why is his rule only for a particular time and not for others? I used to tell people that the church or the church service is one of the most compliant places in the world. When Barbara says, everybody stand, at least almost everybody will stand. After the service, let her say the same thing and see how many people will respond to her. Who is ruling really in our lives? Are we really serving the Lord that we say is in rule? Like Nick, let there be no limit. The only limit will be our willingness to serve. And I have three suggestions. And Rob has already given us a few. I'd just like to add my own little piece because it's already prepared here anyway. I didn't know Rob was going to say that. The first thing I would like to say is that I would like it to be our answer to prayer for the Tuesday prayer meeting on the 26th, day after tomorrow. This is a church that should be praying. We have a lot to pray about, personal, church life, our vacancy, and we would just like to have more people than 6 or 7 or 10. So if we would like to be that answer to prayer, that extra person that will attend one of the two prayer meetings on Tuesday. One is by Zoom. I got motivated by one meeting I attended one day, and one guy who could not make it decided to join the meeting while he was in his car. He knew that if by the time he get home, he would have missed the meeting. So he parked somewhere safe and joined the meeting on his phone. And when we looked at the background, we said, oh, Tony, where are you? So I'm on the way from work, and I thought I would miss the meeting if I wait to get home. That's the kind of zeal that encourages me, and I hope it encourages you. So on Tuesday, would you like to please be that answer to prayer and join one of the meetings, the one in the morning or the one in the evening? The second one I would like to emphasize is the PA system at the back. I was going to ask them to turn off this thing, one of the songs, and see whether we'll still be able to sing. They're such a vital, vital place in our church service. And they are willing and waiting for people to come and join them. Will you be the answer to prayer? Would you like to serve this king in that area? There are so many others I would not like to go through it again. I just like to say, is Christ the King? Has the kingdom come in my life and your life? Is the kingdom ruling in my life, your life? Among other ways of showing, please follow, please believe, please serve him. Let us pray. Father Lord, we thank you for the much we've been able to hear. And we thank you for the much more that you will speak to us, because you rule in every heart. You rule in this kingdom. And we pray that every heart will respond to you in the most appropriate ways, in the ways you call each person, that your name and only your name will be honored, and your majesty will be worshipped and served. I pray with thanksgiving already, in Jesus' name. Amen.